Thanks, Kelly. Thank you, guys. I'm Tess. I'm an alcoholic. I am really honored to be here tonight to share my story and to share my experience, strength, and hope. My sobriety date is November 2nd, 2011. I have a sponsor, and she is a sponsor, and I have a home group, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But my home group is Generation Next at 8 p.m. On Friday nights, which is at the same time as this one. But for me, let's see. Growing up, I grew up in an alcoholic home. As far back as I can remember, I just remember chaos. I remember a lot of yelling and a lot of music and a lot of partying, and that's like pretty much all that I remember. I would always, because my parents were always drinking, that's how I viewed fun, growing up. So I always, I wondered what they were drinking all the time, and, I would get, I would take, little sips every now and then of my parents' beer and stuff. But I took my actual, first drink about the age of 12. I remember it was Mike's Hard Lemonade, and I don't remember how many I drank. But I remember it was weird, and I didn't know what the heck, I felt weird, and I didn't understand. Then I do remember we put out, a jump rope or something. I was 12, so. And I, tried to walk a straight line, and I couldn't. I thought it was funny, and then I went to sleep. But I didn't drink again until I was about the age of 14. And we were at spring break in Panama City in, 8th grade, and this is when my mom was still drinking, so I was allowed to drink. And I don't remember a whole lot from that vacation at all. I remember, waking up in the morning and wanting to do it all over again. And when I came home from that, my dad said that we weren't allowed to do that anymore. It was only for the beach. And I did it that weekend. And I actually got myself into some trouble, that weekend with my parents, not so much anything else. But, so that was everybody I feel everybody pretty much feels the same when they start drinking. It's that aha moment. I have finally found what I've been looking for. But high school, I hated high school. I hated it more than anything. And it wasn't so much that I hated the people or anything. I didn't understand who I was. And I didn't like the way I felt. And so on the weekends, I pretty much drank every weekend. Or at least as often as I could. And I was a cheerleader back then. So that got in the way of my drinking. I quit cheering my junior year because Sunday practices, I couldn't do anything. I don't know. I feel like high school is just really a blur. But I hung out with people that made me feel like a rebel. I hung out with the people who were smoking pot and doing drugs and all that stuff because I didn't like to do that stuff. I just liked to drink. So it made me feel better then. But then I went to college, and when I went into college, I realized that you could drink on Thursdays, too. So it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday was basically laying in bed all day because I was too sick to do anything. I remember there was a time when I couldn't understand why I kept throwing up every time I drank. Like, it was like every time I drank, I kept throwing up, and I'd be like, why is this happening? Like, I feel like this isn't normal. And my dad always told me, like, you have the alcoholic gene, you have to be careful. You might become an alcoholic and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I can control it. My mom got sober when I was like 15 or 16, and I hated it. At the time, now looking back, like, I eventually loved it, but I hated it because I lost my drinking buddy. I lost the person. I hated my dad, and that was like something me and my mom kind of had in common, I felt like. Like, we were both like off, like, she wanted him off her back, I wanted him off my back, so it was like I lost, like, my, I don't know, like, my other half, I guess. And I was definitely under 21, so there was no way I could buy alcohol. But that, and then she tried to lay rules on me too, and that didn't work out well. So, let's see. College came, all that stuff, and then when I realized I was an alcoholic, I had a friend, that was very dear to me. And somebody had told me that he had gotten onto drugs, and I had to, like, push him out of my life. And I kept in contact with him at some periods, but for the most part, I had to just completely push him out because I didn't want to live like that. But I was told that he was probably gonna die within like the next 6 months because he was in such bad shape from doing drugs. And that night was the night that I realized I was an alcoholic because I went straight for the bottle and I couldn't stop. It was like a huge dramatic scene. I was crying, asking my best friend, who actually is sober and lives with me, now. But I was like crying, saying, I'm just like my mom. Like, it was really dramatic. And, but it was like that moment of just like complete defeat. Like, shit, this is who I am. And, I don't know. From then, like, for the next, like, 8 or 9 months after that, I tried to control it by doing everything I could. There was a period of time where I stopped drinking for 11 days, and I took a final, and I decided I could have a beer, and I started drinking again. That feel, when I read in the doctor's opinion, like, that phenomenon of craving, it made complete sense to me because that's how I felt. Once I started it, it was like a monster inside of me was coming out. I had to have it. And I didn't drink every day. I drank Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and on weekdays when I could. But it, once I started, I couldn't stop, and I knew that. And it pretty much ruled my life. Every weekend, my friends were telling me that I had to stop drinking, and I was like, no, I'll be okay. Eventually, it was like, okay, I'll try. And then, the last night of my drinking was Halloween of 2011, and I went to a party and realized that, I had caused a huge scene, and I didn't really mean to, just like we do. we just go in people's lives and like a tornado and just create a bunch of chaos and leave. And that's basically how I was. And so I went to this party and enjoying myself, I guess. And then I realized there was stuff that happened, and I realized that I had no more excuses. And I had people telling me, like, putting the blame on somebody else. And for the first time, I was like, no, it's not anybody else. It's me. And I had been praying to God that he save me somehow. And he saved me that night by taking me to Kennesaw City Jail. And when I got in the back of that cop car, it was like just a bunch of peace just like came over me. And I went with a group of girls, a bunch of catty girls, to jail. And the whole time they were talking about whose fault it was and blah, 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 blah. And I just went to sleep. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And, like, that was the moment that I really surrendered and knew that I couldn't do it anymore. I woke up the next day and had to call my mom, tell her to come bail me out of jail. And I got screamed at the whole way home. And then she told me I was insane, and I had no idea what she was talking about, because all I knew I was an alcoholic. I knew I was powerless over alcohol, but I didn't understand like anything else that came along with it. And so I didn't realize that like I was consistently like going to drink thinking that it was going to be different this time. It was just what I did. And then she thought I was going to kill myself, and I was like, I don't know. I was still drunk. It was like halfway through the day, and I was still drunk. So really, I just went to sleep like after that, and I didn't think a whole lot of it until the next day when I realized like my life was, well, what I thought my life was over. Because I knew that there was no more drinking for me. I knew that, I mean, it was my life. Like, it was like my coping. It was everything. And I knew I couldn't have it anymore. And, I don't know. It was really sad. But I got a sponsor, and she started telling me things to do. And for the first few weeks, I was terrified. The thought of alcohol ran through my head every single day, all day long, and I was terrified. I went to a lot of speaker meetings when I was first getting sober, because that was the only way that I could see, like, some sort of hope. Like, I knew my mom had come in and got sober, and, like, I saw the hope in her, but seeing it in other people and, like, relating, like, oh, they're just like me, because for so long I felt just like something was wrong with me. So for the first like few months, I like halfway did what my sponsor told me to do. I was terrified, so like I would listen, I would call her, and I would read, but like the actions she told me to do, I wouldn't do. She told me one time to make my dad a sandwich, and I will never forget, because I looked at him, I go, Patrice wants me to make you a sandwich. And my dad was like, does she not think I can make it myself? But in that moment, like, she was teaching me to get out of myself. And I didn't realize that, because I was so consumed of myself. And I still can be today. Like, I am not perfect at all. And but once I did my fourth step and my fifth step, it was like my whole life had changed. It was like I had a chance to start over and be something. I got into a relationship in my first year of sobriety, and I would never suggest that to anybody. But I will say that it has completely changed my life around, and it's given me an opportunity to grow so much closer to God than I think I would have been able to on my own. and I hate it that it's that way, but that's just how it is. But the first time I realized, like, this program really works, because I didn't understand, like, I was like, why am I supposed to pray all the time? Why am I supposed to do all this stuff? Like, but there was a time when, I mean, I don't know if, like, anybody else does this, but when you come in, you're like, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? What if this, like, what am I going to do? Well, one of those situations happened, and I got a call that my boyfriend had overdosed, and, well, I didn't know if he had overdosed, but the person on the line said that he was just laying on the floor unconscious with a blue face, and I felt like my whole world came crashing down. But what I did was I ran in and I called my sponsor and I hit my knees, and that was like the moment that I realized this program really works. And I eventually, like, went to the hospital and all that stuff, but it was just like I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was just like, oh, this really does work. Like, I didn't think about drinking once during all of that. And so from, like, then on, it's been, like, a constant, like, okay, God, like, what do you want me to do next? Because I feel like in that moment, God really made himself very clear to me. And I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. But so through my sobriety, my first year sober, there was like 3 young people in the program in Kennesaw area that I knew. And, 2 of them were very scary and one had 2 weeks more than me and one had 2 weeks less than me. So we like came in together. And they came from I came from a dark place, but like I thought they came from like a really dark place. And I was terrified of them, and they would ask me to hang out all the time, and I'd be like, I'm okay. And I'd go home, and I was miserable my first few months of sobriety. I cried every day and at home, but eventually I was like, okay, I'm gonna go hang out with them. I remember one time I went over to one of their houses. I was probably there for like 30 minutes. I was like, okay, I did it. I'm going home now. But I mean, those 2 people are like my dearest friends today, and I'm so grateful for them. And it's amazing to see like how this program has worked in their lives as well. But another one, there was this really loud guy that was a little bit older than me, but a young person in AA. And the first time I saw him at a meeting, he was just very loud. And some of you might know who I'm talking about. But he came up to me. I probably had like 6 months of sobriety. And he was like, you're coming to Icky Paw next year. And I was like, okay. I don't know what that is, but okay. And I went, and it was the best. It was weird is what it was, because it was really, it was overwhelming to see that many young people that were sober and having fun. And I haven't been able to go back since that time, because of things that have come true in from working a program. But with one of those scary people I was just talking about and this loud person that I was just talking about, I was able to start a young people meeting with them in Kennesaw. And it is on a Friday night, but we made it that way. Because for us, like, as young people, we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what to do. And so that was kind of like our goal, like, okay, we're going to do this. And that has been like one of the biggest blessings of my life, because the group is huge now, and it has kept me sober, because I have consistently had to hold that group together, like, basically by myself at some points. And it's a really good feeling to be, like, actually a part of something. And, but, I don't know, I feel like I'm a little bit lost. So through sobriety, I have had to, I've already said, like, I've had to face some stuff, but I've also, like, grown a lot. Throughout sobriety, I've been able to graduate college and go back to college, which I'm in college now. And when I was drinking, my senior year of high school, I worked my butt off to get hope, because my dad said I had to go to college. And I tried to drop out, I can't tell you how many times, because I did not want to go to college. I wanted to just go to, like, Chattahoochee Tech and be a hairdresser. I didn't want to do anything. And thankfully, my dad made me stay in. And thankfully, I was scared of him enough that I stayed in. but I did start college, like, as pre-med, and then I was nursing, and then I ended up being, like, a business major, because that was the easiest thing I could do. So I have now, like, after graduating college, I'm now back into nursing, and I love going to school, and it's really weird. I answered a question the other day in class, and I was like, I felt my face just turn bright red, because it was so, like, uncomfortable for me. But it's in those little moments where, like, I see growth in myself. And it's cool, like, it is so cool to see, like, how God has, like, worked through me, or, it just amazes me. My sponsor has taught me to be, like, very humble, and so at some points, like, I kind of forget, like, how far I've come, and it's definitely not of my doing. It's all God, and I'm very grateful for that, because I screwed up my life at a very young age, and thankfully now I have a higher power to turn my life over to, and for him to guide me, as long as I just stay out of the way. But that's pretty much my story, so that's all I got. Thank you.